Hello, it's Ankita Sharma from India. How are you guys doing? I'm pretty sure you must be safe and sound in your homes. Stuck in your rooms, walking from drawing room to the bedroom or to the kitchen, trying to cook some new dishes which at the end somehow not exactly come look alike like the pictures you have been assumpting them or showing off to your parents and your family members that I'm gonna cook this. And when you serve them, they ask you, what is this? A couple of times it happened to me. I asked my parents, I told them that I'll be making a cake for them. I have no idea what I did wrong. Well, I think I just must have added some more of the baking sodas, or maybe I've overcooked it. It came out as a hard candy. Yeah, a candy. No softness in the cake. And it's not easy to chew. My teeth hurts really bad. Well, I'm so sure about all of you people must be having your own disasters at home, especially kitchen disasters. And as we are in India, I'm from India, so here when you are on leave and you don't have any workout, you don't have any classes, you don't have any office work, your mother expects you to clean the house. You know, it's good. I mean, cleaning a place is good. I mean, we all want. Nobody likes to stay in dirty areas, which is, you know, dirty. And we like to keep it clean and tidy. But she wants Indian clean. Well, the difference between Indian clean and the other nation's clean is Indian women want it clean. They will clean an utensil 2 to 3 times again to be sure that it's clean. She will sanitize because of the corona is everywhere. People are sanitizing. She's sanitizing our doors, our windows, our balconies, our beds, almirah, every single thing. And let me tell you, we have not been out from last couple of months. So it's like, I don't know, how can we come in? If we are not going out, we don't have interaction with people, how the hell will we get corona? And it's not only she makes us to do the same thing on the daily basis. Yeah, it's not 1 day job or 2 day jobs. It's been 60 day job. You know what? I can work as a cleaner when the lockdown goes down. I'm so experienced and expert. I can work as a homemaid, a housekeeper. I know how to clean things. Well, while I was cleaning my almirah, I found a couple of dresses which does not fit anymore. Thanks to corona and the fat I've gained. I don't want to say where, but my tummy is looking like a bulge of food baby, actually. And I don't know why I'm not feeling motivated to exercise, which is, again, I'm getting comments on it. Anyhow, so yeah, dresses are not coming. I'm planning to contribute to some people who are starving outside. I'm sure it will fit them. But you know what? That's the jokes apart. Well, the reality is we all are stuck. Many of our people have lost jobs. They don't have income at home. They don't have money to serve. They don't have food at home. No Wi-Fi's. We are lucky ones. We have nice Wi-Fi's and Netflix and Amazon's. And we can enjoy ourselves, listen to music, talk to each other. But not everyone is so lucky. So I would really ask you people to, if you see someone outside, you see someone, help that person as much as you can. I know it's asking a lot because right now you people are thinking, oh, we are also stuck in a room. We don't have the money. How can we give something which we might need in the future? And I totally agree with it. I think like that. If somebody comes to me and asks me, please give me a couple of breads or a carton of milk, I will also question myself, should I? Because you never know, what if I need it and I don't have money to buy it? But then I feel like that the person needs us more. If a person is begging, he must be starving. And it's not that he's begging for himself, he must be begging for his family, its kids, or some animal pet. So I will not take it long, I will not make you depressed with my voice, and I really want you guys to do something for the people outside. And I really hope things go well. I am really, really hoping it. According to the videos which I'm surfing right now, I can see that they say that it will take a couple of years to let the corona go. And it's actually scary. The worst part is the corona has crossed more than 6 million infected people, and that is somehow estimated given by the government. I'm not even sure that it says the original number, because many people have not even been to hospitals, or they have not told their societies that they're suffering. Many deaths have been anonymous. So it's like, I don't know what to say, but it's like the nature is saying, I'm going to clean the earth, I'm going to clean up the dirt, I'm going to wipe up the viruses, which aka is human beings, according to them. So I really have no idea if I'll be alive tomorrow or not. You will be alive tomorrow or not. Just keep yourself safe and sound. Sayonara. Be happy. Be safe. Help each other. It's Ankita Sharma from India. Enjoy.